Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Matsina. The Cabinet has approved the opening of 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas, KVs across the country, and the expansion of the existing Kendriya Vidyalaya in Shivamoga, Karnataka, by adding two additional sections in all the classes. The total estimated requirement of funds is 5,872.08 crore rupees. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi last evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the opening of these new KVs will provide an opportunity for around 82,560 students to receive affordable, high-quality education across the nation. This decision will lead to the creation of 5,388 regular posts. The minister also announced that 28 new Navodaya Vidyalayas will be opened in the uncovered districts of the country under the Navodaya Vidyalaya scheme. This will benefit over 15,680 students and lead to the creation of 1,316 regular posts. The minister stated that all KVs and NVs have been designated as PM Shri schools, showcasing the implementation of the National Education Policy 2020 and acting as exemplar school for others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast holds immense potential to propel the country's growth. He added that the 21st century belongs to the East, to Asia, and to India. Mr. Modi underscored that several northeastern cities have huge potential, similar to other big cities in the country. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday. Highlighting the importance of the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, Mr. Modi said, "This is the first and unique event which will open huge investment opportunities in the northeastern states." He added that the government is connecting the Northeast with the trinity of emotion, economy and ecology. The Prime Minister added that the Northeast had a major role to play in the solutions that today's India wants to give to the world related to healthy lifestyle and nutrition. The three-day Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav highlights the vast cultural tapestry of Northeast India, bringing together an array of traditional arts, crafts and cultural practices. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan yesterday launched the PM eVidya DTH 24/7 channel for Indian Sign Language ISL in New Delhi. The ministry said the channel will disseminate learning content for school children, teachers, educators and other stakeholders. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Pradhan said this channel is a bridge to facilitate communication and will make society more inclusive and progressive. The ongoing 25th Hornbill Festival 2024 at Naga Heritage Village in Kisama has seen significant turnout with a total of over 1 lakh visitors as of December 6th. On day 6 of the event, 14,856 attendees participated, including 197 foreign tourists, 4,003 domestic tourists and 10,656 local visitors from Nagaland. 9 farmers have been recognized with Thipuzu Farmers Award 2024 yesterday in a ceremony held at Thipuzu Village under Peg District. The awards were presented in various categories, celebrating the farmers' hard work and outstanding yields. Sponsored by Michael Tan and wife Doris Tan, a couple from Singapore, the initiative was born from their visit to the village several years ago. In his speech, motivated by the potential they saw for local farmers to grow premium crops such as kiwis and persimmons, Director of M&D Price Foods Private Limited, Michael Tan, expressed his hope that the award would not only incentivize the farmers, but also inspire the younger generation to return to farming. The Hornbill Festival 2024 yesterday turned into a rock music extravaganza as three of India's most electrifying bands, Parikrama, Indus Band and Girish and the Chronicles, took the stage to deliver a performance that left a packed audience roaring for more. The vibrant crowd gathered at the festival's main venue witnessed an unforgettable evening of music, energy and celebration, showcasing the diversity of India's rock scene. Adding to the excitement, Nagaland's very own Fifth Note, the winner of the Ticket to Hornbill 2024 contest, opened the show with their electrifying performance. And The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions at isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during night and morning hours today. The weather agency says squally weather conditions are likely to prevail over southern parts of the southeast Bay of Bengal today. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.